Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, the top of the Gemara says that Amri Harif the Pumbedisa, the strong people, the Harifim of Pumbedisa. Rashi says the Gemara in Sanhedrin says this was Eifa v'Yavima b'nei Rachba the Pumbedisa. So they said over the Harif the Pumbedisa, the sharp people of Pumbedisa said like this: said Haktoro Mifagelis Haktoro, that one Haktoro could be Mifagel the second Haktoro. So Rashi says that means Hikta Koimitz, Amnas Lahakta Lovoino Liachazman. Let's say Bishas, you're burning the Kemitza of the Mincha, you have in mind right now you plan to burn the Lovoino tomorrow. So here it's called Pigul, and their Chiddush was, Bafilu Rabban, even according to Rabban and Shita, the Amr that they say usually, Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, that you cannot be Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. So the Chur here also, you only have the Machshevas Pigul b'shash you're burning the Kemitza, not b'shash you're burning the Levoina later. But still I'll answer you, Hanin Mili, when did the Rabbanim say with the Chatzim Matir, you cannot make Pigul, that's only Heicho d'chishev baby shirayim u Levoina b'milsa kaima. That's only in the case of the Chomim was, where b'shash the Kemitza, you're thinking now of eating the shirayim tomorrow. So you're only thinking b'shash the Chatzim Matir of the shirayim, but you're not thinking about the Levoina at all. The Levoina stays by itself. So since the Levoina is the other Chatzim Matir, and you have no Machshava about it at all, therefore can't be Chal Pigul with the Machshava during the Kemitza. Avol Hocha, but over here. Techishiv lo b'Levoina. That since here b'shas, the burning of the Kemitza, you're also thinking about that you plan to burn the Levoina tomorrow. So since you're thinking about the Levoina, that's the Harif for the Pumbedisa Svara, that k'mo d'chishu bei b'kule matir domi, it's sitting like you had the machshava during the whole matir, since you're thinking about the levain also, therefore it would be chal pigul according to Chachamim. Omar Rav said back, afana namatnina, bring a proof of this also, we also learn like this, afana namatnina, that we had a gemara before that said, zeh haklal, kol ha-koymeid, v'noysen b'kli, v'ha-moylech v'ha-maktir, that any time the Kohen b'shas one of these four avoidas of either making the kemitza or putting it into the kli or walking with it or burning it, lechol dovah shadakol lechol, if you have in mind to eat something the shirayim tomorrow, ros lahakter dovah shadakol lahakter, if you have in mind to burn something, chur it means burning the levoina tomorrow, so chutzlim kohen my posel, the machshav is to eat it or to burn it, chutzlim kohen in the wrong place, it's posel v'yayim bekoris, but chutzlim manoi, if you have a mind to eat it or to burn it the wrong time tomorrow, then the locher is pigul v'chayav malav koros, yet it's chal pigul and yichayav koros. So now, my love isn't talking about haktoro dumi d'hanach. The haktoro is just like the other three cases also. That mahanach, just like the other three, b'shasta kemitza, or b'shasta kabolas b'kliya, b'shasta locho, bein lecho, bein la'akter, the svar whether you have a mind teeth from the shirayim, or whether you have a mind to burn the ktoris, burn the kemitza. So al haktoro, when we're talking about now about the burning the kemitza, the machshavah is bein lechol, whether you have a mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow, or bein lahakter, whether you have a mind to burn something tomorrow. Now you're ready now being Isaac and burning the kemitza. So what else is there to burn? Only the levoina. To see clearly, if you have a mind to shasti burning the kemitza to burn the levoina tomorrow, it's like a chal pigul. Marcel Lai Kubit is no proof. Atayahanech, the first three cases, when the Kohen has the mind pigul, b'shas kemitza, or hilocha, or kabbalas b'kli, they're true, bein lech or bein lahakdir. It applies as far both ways, whether you have a mind to eat, you have a mind to burn. But haktora, when you're holding by burning the kemitza, here lechol in, maybe only if you have a mind to eat from the shirayim, then it's a chal pigul. But lahakdir loy, if you have a mind b'shas, you're burning the kemitza, if you have a mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, maybe that does not make pigul. The other Gemara says, Yosef Rav Menashe bar Goda, kaime de Abaya. Rav Menashe was sitting down in front of Abaya. The Yosef, when he's sitting in the Kamar, he said over Mishmed Rav Chizda, name of Rav Chizda, that Rav Chizda holds, Ein haktora mefagelas haktora, no, that if b'shas you're burning the kemitza, you have in mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, it's not chal pigul in the mincha. Not like Harif de Pumbedisa. But they hold no ein haktor mefagelas haktora. and they say it, that the Rav Chizda says it, the Afilu Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Yoman that he says, Mefaglin b'chatzimater, that you could have a machshavas pigel b'shasta chatzimater. I'll tell you though, Hani Miluam was this said, Hecha dechishav bu b'shirayim dechemetz. That's only if a shash, you're burning the kemitza, you have in mind the shirayim of the kemitza. Why only when you have in mind the shirayim tomorrow? Then, even though you only had this machshav b'shas kemitza, you know why? The kemitz matted it too, because the burning of the kemitza, that's what's matted the shirayim. Even though it's only a chatzi matir, but that's Rav Meir Svara, that a chatzi matir could also make pigel. Abul Hocha, but over here, to koimet lav matad levainahu, here what happened, b'shas, you're burning the kemitza. You had in mind to burn the levainah tomorrow, that was Yom HaShavas pigel. If so, lemotzi mafagabei, since the kemitza, the burning of the kemitza is not what's matter the levainah, the burning of Lavoina could be done even before you burn the Kemitza. It's its own matter. It's not the Pshat, the Koimit, it's Bimat Lavoina. If so, therefore, Lemotzi Mafagobei, therefore, Bishat, the Avoida of burning the Kemitza, you cannot have a mind, Tita Lavoina tomorrow, or to burn the Lavoina tomorrow. That would not be a pigle. So, Chitzer of Chizdog, Yuzachriv the Pumbadisa. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said back, Oni Mori, like, please, my Rebbe, please answer me. Mishmei de Rav, like, did you say this over in the name of Rav or not? Omalei, so Chizda said back in yes, that I said this over in the name of Rav. And it benamu, you also learned like this, that Omer Rav Chizda Omer Rav, that Rav Chizda said this over in the name of Rav, that ein hak Torah, mifagelas hak Torah, that yes, that b'shas, you're burning the hak Torah, the kemitza, you have in mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, that does not make pigle. Omer Rav Yaakov, baridi, Mishmei the Abai, name of Abaya, that Afana Namitanina, we also learned like this, that I can't chal pigle. That we learned it says, Shochat Echad Mina Kvosim, if you made a Shchita, one of the Shnei Kvosim of Shavuos, Lecho Mimenu Lomochor, you had a mind teat from this korban itself, teat from the meat tomorrow, then who pigle the Chavera Kosher? And Echnaimi, the korban itself is pigle, but the other Kevis, that's the Kosher. What's going to be Lecho Mechavera Lomochor? The Bishash is shechted one kevis, he had a mind heat from the second one tomorrow, so then Shneim Ksherim, both of them are kosher. Question is, my time, what's the reason? Lav, isn't it Mishum, the Chiv on the Lav Mata Didehu, that since shechting one kevis is not what's Mata the second kevis. This kevis is only Mata itself, not the second kevis. His soul, Emotzi Mafagobei. You cannot have a Machshavis Pig of Bishash Shneik Ashrit on one kevis, teat the second kevis. So here you see, you can't have a machshavas pigul b'shas the burning of the kemitza to burn the levoina. So here it's a raya to Rav. Smor says, loy, no. Hosam hu de loy ikva b'chad mona. There's a big difference. Over the other shnei kvosim, they don't have to do one with the other. They were never put in the same kli. Therefore, one machshava cannot pass on the other one. Abul hoch, over here by a mincha, de ikva b'chad mona. Let's see, when you make a mincha in the same kli, you put the seilus, the flour, you put the shemen, and you put the levoina. It's all put in the same kli. So maybe here the svara should be like the chrifa, like the chrifa, the pumpadisa, that kichad zomi is considered like one, and therefore maybe if you have a machshavas pigol, the shas, the burning of the kemitza, that you plan to burn the levoina tomorrow, maybe it would be pigol. So in this halacha, you have no right to Rav. Nothing more says, Omar Rav Hamnuno, Choymilsoiv loyli Rabbi Chanino. Mean that Rabbi Chanina taught me this thing. So Rabbi Hamnun is saying over that Homilsa, this thing, Ivlali Rabbi Chanina, he taught me this aloha, Fitakilali Kechulu Talmidoi, it's worth to me like all my learning. In other words, it was a very chashiva learning. So what did he teach him? He taught him this, that Hikta Kemetz Lahakta Lavoino Velechol Shiraim Lamocha Pigol, that if the Kohen B'shasis are burning the Kemitza, he has in mind to burn the levoina and to eat from the shrine tomorrow, that it becomes pigle. So this machshava helps. Now, my kamashmalon, what do they mean to teach us here? What's the chiddush over here? My kamashmalon. I hak Torah, mifagelas hak Torah. If it's a chiddush that Rabbi Chanina taught him, was that b'shas the burning of the kemitza, he could have in mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, and that makes pigle. If so, lame, it should have said him clearly. Just should have said hikta kaimet lahakta levoino, or is pigal. So if that's the only chiz, let him just say this case. What do you have to say? Also, we had in mind teach the shrine tomorrow. Elomai im faglin bechatimate kamashman. If he wants to teach us that even though Yoni had this machshava b'shasti burning the kamitza only b'shasta chatimatir, said Yod like Rabbi Meir Shita. If so, lame, let him say glat that hikta kaimet. Lechol Shiraim Lamachor, that you were Bishas Yomakta the Kemitza, you had a mind teach from the Shiraim tomorrow, but that makes Pigal. So how come you have to say both cases together? Elamai, what else do you have to say? Itavayu Kamashvon, Elamai want to teach us both Kedushim here. Says so, Lame, let him say, Hikta Kaimet Lahakta Lavoino, Velechol Shiraim Lamachor. Let him say clearly. But let him say with a vov like, Vilechol Shreim Lamoch, as if it says two separate cases. The way he said it, it's Mashmitz one case, that Bishas the Akhtar of the Kaimitz, he had a mind to burn the Levoina and to eat the Shreim. It's Mashmitz one case. But if you want to teach us both Kedushim here, it should be like two separate cases. So let him say, I should have said this, that if the Kaimitz Lahak the Levoina is one case, and then Vilechol Shreim another case, Lamoch. So how come he says it in one case? So Gemara says, "Omer Rav Acha Bar Avo, Li'elum really I tell you, Ksavar Ein Haktorim Mefagelas Haktoro." And Echnami could be holds like Rav that if the Shasti burn the Kemitza, you have in mind just to burn the Levoina tomorrow, maybe it does not become a Pigel. And also he holds also V'yein Mefaglim Mechatimatir. He holds not like Rav Meir. If just the Shasti burning of the Kemitza, you would have in mind heat from the Shrine tomorrow, it could be that would not be Chal Pigel. If so, why is this case, is it Yechal Pigul? So the answer is, Vishani Yach, here it's different, to postulate Machshava Bekula Mincha. Here you had this one Machshava throughout the whole Mincha. In other words, the case here was, Bishas, you were burning the Kemitza, you had a mind, first of all, to eat from the Shrine tomorrow, so you had a mind about eating from the Shrine. It's only Yechatzi Matir, but you also had a mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow. So you had a mind about doing the Levoina, which is the second Matir. I about burning the Levoina tomorrow, that's Ein Haktaro, makes Pigul with the other Haktaro, but here it's better because you also had a mind teach from the Shrine tomorrow. So when you have these both Machshavas together, then they help. That was his Chiddush. That was the tremendous Chiddush that Rav Nuna learned from Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara says, Toni, Tone Kamed, Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, that Atana learned in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, that Hikter Kaimetz, Lechol Shirayim. Let's say you had in mind Hikter Kaimitz, you were burning the Kemitza, and you had in mind Lechol Shirayim, teeth from the Shrine tomorrow. Is it every Hakol Pigul? According to everybody, it becomes Pigul, even according to Chum also. So the question is, how could you be there? How could that be? Well, Miflek Pligi, that's cool for the Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim. Even though it's here during the Chatimat here, it's only Rabbi Meir that says it's Pigul, not the Chachamim. And rather, Eimel, he meant to say like this, the Divri Hakol Posel. That according to everybody, even according to Chum, Makol Ponim, that's possible. That even though Yoni had the Machshava during the burning of the Kemitza, which is only a Chatzim Matir, but Makol Ponim, though, Midrabonim, though, it's possible. There's a Gzeira of a Chatzim Matir, Otzor Kulim Matir. So that's his Gzeira, Makol Possible. Fred the Gemara of Aleim, let him say this. Hareze Pigul. For Vimehi, let him say better, no, it's Pigul, it goes according to Vimeya. Someone says, Tona Divri Akilis Nayu. That he wants to say Allah goes according to everybody. You can't tell him he should have said something according to Rabbi Meir. He wants to say something that goes according to everybody. He wants to say that according to everybody, even according to Chachamim, that our koponim it's possible. So therefore, Pigul Bipsul Michlaflei. The reason why he says something goes according to everybody, because the Jew just said Pigul, he can make a mistake with Psul. But Harezu, the Divri Akil, Le Michlaflei. But now that he said Harezu, that goes with Divri Akril, that you can't make a mistake. Yes, so in other words, it's like this. First, the Lashon he said was, he said Lashon that the Divri Akril was Pigul. So now we say, no, he doesn't mean to say Pigul. He meant to say Psul. So the question is, who told you that's what he meant to say? Maybe he meant to say that according to Rabbi Meir, it's Pigul. Like, how do you know which word to change? True, he said Divri Akril, he said the word Pigul. So with changing the word Pigul doesn't mean Pigul, it means Psul. So Moses asked to know, maybe change the word Divri Hakil. Maybe that he did not mean to say Divri Hakil. He meant only to say, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's Pigul. The answer is, the word psul and tigul that you can make a mistake. So even though really he meant to say psul, they wrote it down, they understood he meant he said tigul. Therefore we could change it. But since he started off to say the words divrei hakol, that you can't make a mistake. You can't tell me that he meant to say according to Rabbi Meir, that nobody makes a mistake. So therefore pshita, what he meant to say was something happens according to everybody. And that must be that I call upon him it's psul, even though tigul is not because it's only a chatzimatir, but the chum agree that I call upon him it's psul midirabonim. Now the Mishnah says, beginning of the third parak, Ha'akoymet es ha'mincho lechol dover shendarko lechol. Let's say the Kohen had a moim b'shav kemitzo to eat from the mincho something that's not a derech lechol. He had a moim to eat from the levoina tomorrow, or he had a moim to eat from the kemitzo tomorrow. Or else, lahakter dover shendarko lahakter. The shav is oisik in the kemitzo, he had a moim to burn the shrine tomorrow. So locher is kosher, there's not a machshev, it's tigul. Since she had the machshev on the wrong type of a thing, that doesn't make tigul. Rabbi Elezer poisel, Rabbi Elezer says, no, it's poisel. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. What's going to be now? Lechol, dover, shadarko, lechol. He had a mind to eat something that he's supposed to eat. He had a mind to eat the shrine just tomorrow. Or also, lahakter, dover, shadarko, lahakter. He had a mind to burn the kemitzah, to burn the levoina tomorrow, but pochus mikazayis, he only had a mind to burn or to eat less than a kazayis, so that's not called a ma'isa chila, that's not called a ma'isa haktara, and therefore kosher. Therefore this machshava does not pass all the mincha. What's going to be if the Kohen has in mind lecho kachati zayis or lahakta kachati zayis? He has the mind b'shas kemitzah to eat from the shrine tomorrow kachati kazayis, and to burn the levoina tomorrow, or to burn the kemitzah tomorrow, achatik zayis, again kosher, the mincha is still kosher. Why? Because the klal is shein achilu v'yaktorah mitzarfin. You cannot put the two machshavas together. The machshava of an achilu and aktorah does not come together. Now the Gemara says, Omer, Rabbi Asiyam, Rabbi Yechanon, my time with the Rabbi Lezer, what's the reason of Rabbi Lezer? How come he holds in the Mishnah that the Kohen had a moin b'shas kemitzah to burn the shrine tomorrow? That's chal tigul. The horse not a derech to burn the shrine, it's derech to eat it. So why does he have like the raw machshava? But it's still chal tigul. So he answers, Oma, Kroah the Pasuk says, V'yim heyoche yeyoche mebsas zevach shlomov. By the parasha of tigul, it says a double loshin, V'yim heyoche yeyoche, if you have a mind to eat from the korban shlomim, which we dash, it means to say, you have a mind b'shashchit, which in b'shtei achilas akos medaber. The Pasuk is talking about two types of an achilas. Echad achilas odom v'yechad achilas mizbeach. One, you could have a moin b'shas dalar avoidis, whether to make an achilas odom to eat from the meat tomorrow, or else to make an achilas mizbeach, which means either burn the meat tomorrow or to make the zrika tomorrow. So the pasuk says two things. Loimloch comes to teach us loimloch that kishem shemachashren b'achilas odom machshav helps that you plan to eat from the meat tomorrow. Kach mechashem achilas mizbeach. The same way the machshavas tigul helps that you have a mind to burn the emurim tomorrow. Now, kishem shemachashvam adam, the same mizbeach, you can think about even the mizbeach. Something goes on the mizbeach to something that goes on the mizbeach. In other words, something that an adam is supposed to eat. Let the shirayim eat this tomorrow, mizbeach, moin, rim, like a chal tigul, is so, Reb Lezer dashes and holds, kach mechashvam adam le mizbeach. O meachilas mizbeach li adam. That you could change around the machshavas also. If you think to eat something that you're supposed to burn, or you think to burn something that you're supposed to eat, it'll also be chal tigul. And Mor says, my time, what's like the real reason of Reb Lezer? Midiavkinu rachmona liyak torah b'loshin achilo. That since l'maisa, the posuk here in Heyochi, burning the emurim under mizbeach, and still the posuk calls the loshin of achilo. So Torah calls the loshin of aktoro b'loshin achilo. As if to say you're allowed to change around, even if you think to eat the emurim, or if you think to burn the basar, or here by mincha, if you think to burn the shrine, or you think to eat the levoina, it would also be chal tigul. Now, for Rabbanim, what do they do with this svara? Rabbanim say, hi, diaskun rachmon of loshin achila. You know why the pasuk says loshin of burning on the mizbeach.